incredible schuss to be here. Basically, Chsanya, I want to thank Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Jake Berman. What a beautiful keel you've built here. Thank you for bringing me here and to be a part of this, to be a part of this beautiful Kiddush Hashem. First of all, just on a very personal, just to sing with Chevra. And for the whole summer, I've been the Rav in a girls' camp. So, it's beautiful. I love it. It's definitely what to do. But you can imagine, I haven't had the schuss to sing with Chevra like this. And to open up our hearts together. I want to thank as well, see that tonight it's being co-sponsored by Yedid Nafshi, Mahalia Talmud, Rav Ari and Rachie Mirzoff, Lila Nishmat, Rav Pinchas Ari ben Ramoshe Zal, whose yortzei was today, his Shem Shav and Leah. It should be a big schuss for their beautiful, beautiful, beautiful mishpachas. Before I share the thoughts that I have, just a thought on this new kehila, this beautiful kehila that I'm hearing about from all over the MSs. And just the name itself, Avodas Yisrael, I didn't have the schuss to speak to you about this name and where it came from and how the Chevra came to choose such a special name, Avodas Yisrael. Avodas Yisrael, when I see Avodas Yisrael, immediately I think Kashrus or Magid. I'm sure that was definitely part of the Cheshbon. And the Kashrus or Magid, there's a very, very special story about the Kashrus or Magid. Very famous story. Maybe this story gives us a symbolism of the Kashrus or Magid a little bit, and maybe what this whole keel is about. It's known that Kashrus or Magid had a daughter, Perla. And unfortunately, she had a few children that passed away very, very young. So Kashrus or Magid went to the Bardichever for a bracha that his daughter should be zocha to have Zera Shel Kayama. The Bardichever asked the Kashrus or Magid for his very special silver menorah. He had a very special silver menorah. It was mefursim. And he took the menorah. And he says, I'm holding on to the menorah. And I'm going to give it as a present by the chasen of your daughter's son. I'm going to give it to him, to your grandson at his chasen. And kachave. Baruch Hashem, she was zoichet, have a child who lived and at the chasana, the Bardichever gave the menorah back to this son at the chasana. And eventually the menorah was given back then to the Kashrus or Magid. And this menorah was passed down door after door. And the present day Kashrus or Rebbe has this menorah. This menorah that carries with it the aur of Kashnitz and the aur of the Bardichever's bracha. He lights this menorah on Chanukah. A few years, there's a Kashrus or Shtibel on the Upper West Side where his mother lives. A few years ago, I don't know how recent he's done it again. I remember a few years ago he brought the menorah and he lit the menorah here in New York City, the Kashrus or Magid's menorah. So he felt an aura. He knew that's where it was coming from. So the symbolism of the Kashrus or Magid, of the Avodas Yisrael, is this menorah. The menorah is this aura. This aura that lights up the darkest of places. But it's not just an aura that lights up the darkest of places. It's an aura that is the aura of Torah, the Aragonas, the aura of Kedusha. And there's no question that this Chevra that started this beautiful Kehila, that's what they've had in mind. They've had in mind just to bring aura, to bring light into the world. To have a Chevra and to have Chevra that want to daven, that not, don't want to just have daven, want to daven, want to learn together. Want to grow together, and allow that light to shine on the entire Teaneck, entire New Jersey, the entire world. Mirtz Hashem, Shvizaycha, Fratzlach, and Ziyad Shmaya, the Kehila. Mirtz Hashem, till this Kehila with all the other Kehilas are lifted up to Yishlaimir Kodesh, Gemhera B'Yameinu. So Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Mevarchin Kodesh Hel. In Just hearing that, just knowing that, just sitting here together, on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Mavarech and Kodesh Elul, that alone wakes us up. We don't even have to hear the Rish Chodesh benching. Just thinking about that wakes us up. But we know Elul at the same time is a difficult time. Year in and year out, we want to grow, we want to work on ourselves, we want this to be the year that I'm going to do the proper tshuva and live up to who I know I can be, I know I should be, who I know deeply I am. And year in and year out, to be honest, I'm just talking for myself, I fail. Not necessarily that we're falling more than we were, but pretty much the same person. A little bit of growth, a little bit more Torah, some good days, some more difficult days. And Elul, this month, it's supposed to be this month to wake us up, this month of tshuva. Has it really been? And the MS is, we see there's makairis for this. That Elul, although it's supposed to be a month that wakes us up, is a difficult month to be matzliach. The Yigud D'Chal brings down the Hilgah B'nei Yisachar from the Zohar and Parshas Yisro. The Yaakov and Esav, they were splitting up the months of the year. And Yaakov came and he took Nisan, Ir, and Sivan. These are months we know. Nisan, the month of Geula, the month where we became a nation, the month of Amunah, of Pesach. Ir is Svir Soimer, the tremendous month of growth, the preparation of Achana for Kabbalah Satorah. Lag Ba'omer, there's Rashbi, Haganas, and Sivan, Kabbalah Satorah. So that was the months of Yaakov. Came along Esav, and Esav said, okay, my turn. This is Zohar. Zohar says, Esav went and he took Tammuz, he took Av, and he took El. So Tammuz and Av, we know, we just went through them. Tammuz and Av are the most difficult months on the Jewish calendar. Tammuz and Av is Shiva Tammuz, is Ben HaMitzarim, is Tisha B'Av. Tammuz and Av are the months of tragedy. So it makes sense, those would be the months of Esav. But Elul, he took Elul as well. But Yaakovinu came and he said, Esav, you can't have Elul. Yaakovinu said, Elul, you didn't need Elul. We need Elul. We can't just, what, you're going to just walk into a Rosh Hashanah? Imagine just showing up to Rosh Hashanah without a month of shofar. Slichos, L'dav Hashem Arviishi. Just going to walk into Rosh Hashanah. You need Achana. You need Shloshim Yom Kodem L'chag. So Yaakov went and he snatched Elul from Esav. He took it back for us. We see that being Merames already in the Pesukim. Yaakovinu v'yado ochezes be'ekev Esav. We know when Esav was coming out as the Bechor, his hand was grabbing the ekev Esav. His hand was grabbing the heel of Esav. And so from the Hilgah my Rebbe Amori, the Shilei Pinchas, we know that every person can see their essence in their name. If we really understood, if each and every one of us understood our names, if we understood our children's names, we'd know all their midos, all their milas, all the chasroinas, the mahus of who we are. So every name, when given, it's given with Ruach HaKodesh. Esav, we know, is Asui. Esav came out a finished product, and that wasn't just physically. That finished product was also spiritually and mentally. I'm done, I'm satiated. The worst mindset of a human being. Not growth-oriented. Yaakov is Ekev, is a heel. Yaakov is a heel. Heel means I'm low. I have so much more to grow. I want to be so much more. V'yado achaz is be'ekev Esav. But really, Esav's name should have been Asui. Ayin sin vav yud. He's finished. What do you mean, Esav? Asui, he's finished. And Yaakov should have been Ekev. V'yado achaz is be'ekev Esav. Yaakov was holding the end of Esav. And he grabbed the yud. The yud of Shem Hashem. The yud of Kedusha. He took that yud. And he put it at the front of him. So Asui became Esav and Ekev became Yaakov. The Sefer Yetzirah says, As we know, every month has an ice, every month has a letter. The month of Elul is Yud. And that's the Yud that Yaakovinu grabbed from Esav, which is symbolizing Yaakovinu grabbing back Elul and giving it to us. So now we have Elul. Elul is ours. But the emes is we can understand why it's difficult. Because it wasn't ours. We had to snatch it. We had to grab it. So emes is we struggle. Let's be real. Let's be honest. I'm just talking myself. As chatayani maskar yom, year in, year out. We go through the motions and we want to. And yes, Rosh Chodesh benching on Shabbos. We're going to feel and maybe tremble a little bit. And then that first shofar, that first morning, Rosh Chodesh, we're going to hear the shofar. And then, Lavad Hashem Ayurvishi. First day, it's exciting. Then we get back into routine. The emesis is very hard to change. And I start to feel like it's a kamin kaisel in front of me. Like there's a wall in front of me. And what am I going to do? How's it going to be different this year? How's this year going to be different? This is a different L. An L that we really grabbed back, that I really grabbed onto. The emes is we see it also in the tzeref of Havaya of the month, that it's difficult. You know, every single month has a tzeref of Shem Havaya. Right? If you take Yudke Vavke, so there are 12 different ways that you could arrange Yudke Vavke. So every month has a different arrangement based on a pasuk. For those who this is new to, the easiest to understand, in the month of Nisan, Nisan is Seder, Nisan everything is in order. So Nisan is Yud Kei Vav Kei in order. Yud Hey Vav Kei. And that's Meram is in the Pasuk Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogal Arts, which are the Oisiyas, Yud Kei Vav Kei in order. But every month has a Tzeref and has a Pasuk that's Meram is to that Tzeref. So what about the month of Elul? Those of us who daven Nesuch Svar are a little more familiar with this because in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, we had in this pasuk, we know of this, but every month, even those who daven the Nesuch Ashkenaz, there's also a tzeref of Shem Havaya over the month. You just might not say it in your davening. So the tzeref of Elul is Utztaka Tihia Lanu Ki. Utztaka Tihia Lanu Ki. We just read this, right? In Parshas Veschanan. Utztaka Tihia Lanu Ki. Soife Tevot Utztaka Hei. Tihia, hey, lanu vav ki yud, or oisius yud ki vav ki, that order, hey, hey, vav yud. But first of all, there's sofe tevos, and if there's sofe tevos, which shem havaya, which is rachmim, is at the end, it means it's harder to find. It's not right there for us to grab so easily. Zel is difficult. But also, if you look, what are the rashi tevos, the vitztaka tia lanu ki, vitztaka vav, Tia Taf, Lanu Lamer, Ki Kaf, spells out Kaisel. It's like a wall. You see, we feel Mamish like there's a wall in front of us. We feel that Mamish year in and year out. I want to grow, I want to improve, I want to work on myself, but it's Kim and Kaisel in front of. It's like I'm getting nowhere, I'm walking into a wall. Because the hardest thing in the world is to change. The hardest thing in the world is to really grow. To get together, to be inspired one night, to enjoy singing together, Torah together, to have a good tefillah, this we're all very familiar with. But to really change, to really grow, let's be honest with ourselves. So many of us, there are certain areas of our life we've been trying to work on for 20 years. There's certain areas, whether it's our kavanah in our tefillah, whether it's our amelus b'Torah, those who struggle with Shmir Sinayim, to be honest, be real, it's very difficult. And I feel coming kaisel of fun. It's like I'm hitting a wall. The kaisel of Utztaka Tihia Lanu Ki. El, which is supposed to be this month, but it's Esav's month. So it's difficult. It doesn't mean it's impossible, but it's difficult. It's like we have a wall in front of us. And I saw this year one more Torah that made me again see how difficult Elul can be. If we look in Likutei Maran in Torah Dalet, so Rabbi Rav Nachman tells us, "Vavonosav sho'adam heim al atmosav." The sins of every person are on our bones. That our sins are mammoth etched on our bones. When something is etched inside our bones, our mamish, our foundation. It's who we are. It's our physical makeup. It's also melashon atzmius, our etzem, our essence. Rav Nachman's telling us, it's mamish there, it's etched on our bones. That means it's emes. It's very, very difficult to change. It's very difficult to work on ourselves. It's not easy. But I know something. I know that if we're here tonight, every one of us here wants to change. And we want to grow. And we want to work on ourselves. And we want to, in a month from now, when we walk into Rosh Hashanah, say, I'm a different person, and I'm walking in to Rosh Hashanah excited for the Yom HaDin. Excited for the Simcha that Rosh Hashanah is going to be, because I showed the Rabbani Shalom over this month, and it's something that's a kiyumis, real change, real growth. And I think this year more than ever, I'm going to explain what I mean by that, this year more than ever. MS, for us, for our door, for us sitting here, you and I don't mean for necessarily our grandparents and great-grandparents, who some of them saw things that mamish will never be again, Be'ezus Hashem. But for us, those of us in this room, in our door, over this past year, year and a half, has there been more Avelus in our lifetime? Has there been more Avelus? MS. Over this pandemic of COVID, the amount of families we know, some of our own, that have lost loved ones, in ways that never was in our time ever before, to have such a pandemic, not an hour dar, then it's hard to even talk about it. It's still very hard. It will always be hard to talk about what happened, Lag BaOmer, what happened, Meron. Still mamish right there in our hearts, the pain of those families, the pain of Klal Yisrael Tsaris. And then Shavuos comes, and then Karlin Stolen, we see what happens. More Avelus, more Avelus. And then most recently, terrible tragedy in Surfside and in Florida. The amount of Yidden that we lost in that. Has there been a year with more Avelus than this year in our door? So why am I bringing up this now? Because it's a Rambam that we have to know and we have to live by this year. The Rambam tells us, what's the point of Avelus? Meaning, what is the goal of Avelus? What is our avoda when it comes to Avelus? And every one of us has had Avelus this year, more than ever before. As Klal Yisrael, our brothers and our sisters. The Rambam, Hilchos Avelus, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, Kol mi she'eino mis'avel k'mo she'tzivoi chachamim harizeh achzari. If you don't mourn the way the chachamim tell you to mourn, it's midas achzarius. Achzarius. You're a horrible, terrible person. How do you translate achzarius? A horrible, terrible person. What? So what is here? Listen to this Rambam. This Rambam tells us how we're supposed to be in Avelus this year. Ela yifached, yifchad, v'yadag, v'yifashpesh, b'masav, v'yachzer b'tshuva. One should take it and be some level of fear, worry. V'yifashpesh, b'masav, search into our actions, into our lives, v'yachzer b'tshuva. And do tshuva. The Rambam is telling us, if Avelus doesn't bring us to tshuva, Midas Achzaris. Pesach Rambam. So this year more than ever, This year more than ever, how can we not do tshuva? This year more than ever, we don't know. Nobody here has the answer. Nobody here has any idea why these horrific tragedies that have never been seen by man before, these type of tragedies, so Meshunadik and Meron and Surfside and Kalamstone, these Meshunadik tragedies to COVID. None of us have an understanding, Havana. We have Amuna, and we know it's Yad Hashem, and we know that ultimately He orchestrates the world, and and that's why we're able to move on and to live and to have beautiful lives, because of that Amuna. But answers, there are zero. Amuna we have, but answers, zero. So if I don't have answers, but at least my avoida has to be to pay heed to what the Rabbanu Shlom is sending me in the message. And what message? The message is I should be an Avelis, and not to be a Midas Glorious, but Yachzer B'Tshuva. So have I done Tshuva yet? Who could say here, I did Tshuva because of Meron, I did Tshuva because of Surfside, I did Tshuva because of Carl Stolen, I did Tshuva because of COVID. And if I haven't yet, then right now, then this Elul now is the time. This is the Elul after all of that. This is it. Oh, but we said it's hard. We said it's difficult. Elul is hard. Elul is stuck at Yilin Oki. It's like a Tevus. Havai is at the end. There's a Kaisel. And there is a Kaisel. And it's Elul. Originally it was the month of Esav. So what's the key? What's the mafteach? What can we do, each and every one of us sitting here, that this year Bez Hashem will be different? That this year I'm going to do the proper tshuva. This year I'm going to make sure that it's no longer going to be avelus. So Rav Nachman continues. Rav Nachman said, the key to uproot what's chakuka al tmosam, the key to uproot what's etched on our bones, al yidei vidoy dvarim yotzei me'atzmosav ha'oisios ha'chakukim aleim. I skipped a little bit. He explained that every time one does a ver, what's etched on our bones are the oisios of those psukim that we've been over. And the way to uproot all that that's etched on our bones, it's so strong, clinging to our essence, is through vidoy dvarim. It's vidoy, confession. Vidoy is the key, Rav Nachman explains. Now, by the way, for those of us in this room, I'm not sure if there are any, but for those that don't have that chassidish heart and need a little bit of a litvish chizik for this, the emesis, the Rambam says the same. Because if you open up a Rambam in Ilchus Tshuva, halacha, perak aleph, halacha aleph, the Rambam says, kol mitzvah shebetorah bein ase bein losa say, if anyone does any type of avera, bitlase, alav, b'mezid, b'shkaga, kishi yase tshuva, when you do tshuva, when you come around to finally do tshuva, v'yashu mechato, and you want to return from your sin, what do you got to do? Chayev lezvados m'leakel baruchu. Cho amar b'lezvados u'maruch b'nyan zareza meshubach. The key to tshuva, the Rambam tells us, in aleph, aleph, vidoy. Confessions. The Rav Nachman, the Rambam, it's one. So we have to understand how, if this avoda of actually changing, this avoda of actually growing this year, of doing tshuva, of living up to that avelus that Hashem put in front of us, the key is vidoy. How, why, what does that exactly mean? What is so important in vidoy? It's very hard to even understand what vidoy is to us. To just verbally confess our sins, shkoyach. What does that do? How's that so integral and so important? So, Linnaeus Daiti, I want to explain as follows. I want to start with a Torah that's very dear to my heart, that some of the Chevra has heard from me before. When I saw that the Rosh HaTevos of Itztak at Yilanu Ki is Kaisel, I couldn't stop thinking about this Torah. And the Emes says, I think this Torah is the key to understand Vidoy. There's a beautiful, beautiful Drash Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, on Parshas Vayetze. Everyone should get it and look at it and read it and learn it inside. I don't have it in front of me right now. It's kedai to photocopy and put on your wall. Rav Moshe, he asked as follows. Yaakov Avinu, in Parashas Vayetze, is leaving his father, is leaving Yitzchak. He's on the way to Lavan. He's on the way to Charan. He's on the way to go to get married. We know he stops for 14 years to learn B'Shem Be'Ever, but it's time. And what do we know happens on the Al HaDerech? He falls asleep. He has the Chaloyim, Sula, Mutavarta, Rosh HaShemayim. Everybody knows the storyline. Now there's an interesting Gemara in Chulin. Because what happened was as follows. Yaakov Avinu, he got all the way to Charan. And when he got to Charan, he realized, wait a minute, I didn't daven on Har HaBayis like my father and like my grandfather did. I didn't daven the Mokom HaMikdash. I didn't daven by Kodesh Kedoshim for Atzlocha, for Zeyat Shemaya. I have to go back. And he started to go back, didn't know. The Gemara says he had Kvitzas HaDerech. He had Kvitzas HaDerech. But what's interesting, the Gemara tells us that he had Kvitzas HaDerech like no other time in history. Meaning generally, what is Kvitzas HaDerech? Eliezer had Kvitzas HaDerech. Others had Kvitzas HaDerech. So a week's journey takes a day's journey takes an hour. What happened by Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu was a whole different world. Gemara Chulin tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'atmo lifted up Har HaBayis and he brought it to Charan. He brought it to him. It wasn't a Kvitzas HaDerech that he got somewhere quicker. Hashem came to him. Har HaBayis came to him. And Rav Moshe asks why. The concept of Kvitzas HaDerech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for Tzadikim. Beautiful, wonderful. Not to waste the tzaddik's time, to have him have pieces of the derech. But why here did Hashem do something that he didn't do, l'malam and atev, like no other time in history, and lift up Har HaBayis and bring it to him? Chevre, you have to look inside to see the words of Rav Moshe, because it's the biggest chizik to each and every one of us. But I'm going to paraphrase and explain. You know, there's a medrash, and this is why I thought of this Torah. There's a medrash that says Yaakov Avinu, when he was on his way to Charan, he felt kemin koisel lefanav. He felt like there was a wall in front of him. He felt like he's not going to be able to live up to who he's supposed to be. He's not going to be the Yaakov Avinu b'chiravus. Because how could he be in Charan? He no longer has his Tati to learn with, his Zaydi to learn with. He's not in Yishalayim or Kodesh. He's not in Eretz Yisrael. He's surrounded by Tumah and by Taiva. Who could he become? He was afraid he wouldn't become anything. Kimin Kaisel in front of his illustrum in the Medrash. Like a wall in front of him. So you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did at that moment? Listen, Chevra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment lifted up Har HaBayis. And he brought it to him. Because he didn't want him just to get there quickly. As if you have to come to Yerushalayim Tarabayas to find me? What was the symbolism Hashem was saying to Yaakov Avinu? He was saying, Yaakov, I could be here as well. I am here as well. He brought Har HaBayis, could be right here in Charan. He brought it to Charan to say, you could be Kodesh Kedoshim here in Charan. You could be the highest of high. You could become Tiferes B'chiravos here in Charan. He lifted up Har HaBayis, brought it to him to break down that kaisel, to break down that wall. You know what he was telling us? He was telling Arya Cohen in Cedars, New York, can become something. And even though I yearn to be in Yerushalayim, and I yearn to be sitting by Kaisel Maravi, and to be davening, and to be learning there, to be with all the tzaddikim there, and to be with the Rabbanish from the way we feel there, I could become that here. I could break down that wall. And that's in Cedars, and that's in Teaneck. It's in Miami, it's in LA. Wherever it is. The Eibishter is wherever we let him in. And we could break down that wall. There's a kaisel, but we could break it down. We could break down the kaisel. You know what vidui is? Confessions. You think it's what do you think vidui is? It's just listing our sins. It's just saying our sins and all is good. That's not what vidui is about. You know, we find vidui even by Meiser, a person will bring Meiser, this vidui Meiser. And what does he say? If you look in the Psukim, V'amartav lei Hashem l'kecha, bi'arti ha-kodesh min ha-bayez, v'gam nesativ la-levi, la-ger, la-yesom, la-amano, k'chol mitzvascha, asher tivisani, lo-avarti mitzvasech, v'l-shachachti. Basically, you just say, I did what you said, Hashem. I keep your Torah, I keep your mitzvahs, I didn't forget. You didn't do anything wrong, there's no statement of chait there. Why is it called vidui? You know what you're saying, Hashem? In that vidui? That vidui is saying, I love you, Hashem. And you asked me to do something, I want to do it for you. And I didn't forget. And I'm doing whatever you're asking me because I love you and because we have a relationship. And that's what people do when they have a relationship for each other, they do for each other. That's the vidui, vidui maaser. You know what happens when we do vidui and we profess our sins? And we say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rabbi Nishlom. I know I should not have looked at that, but I did. I'm so sorry. And I'm sorry I didn't learn the way I should. And I didn't wake up early enough to learn. I didn't go to sleep late enough. I'm sorry. I made it to Minyan. I'm sorry. I didn't daven with the proper kavana. And I'm sorry. I didn't treat my wife the way I should always be treating my wife. And my children the way I should always be treating my children. I'm sorry. But you know what you're doing when you say that to Rabbi Nishlom? You're saying, Rabbi Nishlom, I want to be close to you. And if there are walls up, we have to break down those walls. That's how we break down the walls. Because Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, I'm always with you. I'll break down that wall. I'm always with you wherever you are. Vidui is us then coming to Hashem saying, I'm with you. I'm breaking down the walls. I don't want anything in between us. What is that apology? You know, a person, lo aleinu, a man does something wrong, he messes up, his wife's upset at him. One of the most crucial things to do and to ensure that there's going to be that same oneness again is apologizing, and apologizing properly. Now when you apologize properly, you say you're sorry, and you really and your wife sees you really mean it, does that uplift what you did? You still did what you did. You still said what you said. You still didn't have the proper sensitivities prior. But your wife sees the love and sees that you want to be close and sees that you want to break down that wall that was created. You want to take it down. You want the kesher that was. You want it the same way. You want to come clean so there's nothing in between us. You want the kesher. And that's what vidui is. Vidui is a process of rebuilding the kesher. Vidui is a process of saying, I want to be close to you, Hashem, the way I know I can be. Because Hashem already told Yaakov Avinu he could be close to each and every one of us wherever we are. And that koisel that might be there can be broken down. Our avoid is through vidui. And through that vidui, we get closer and closer. Each vidui. That's why we, time and time again, we're doing vidui time, because each time I want to get closer and closer. And I realize how special our kesher is. You know, Yom Kippur, the culmination, we're starting El Anila Doidi Vidoidi Li, Soife Tevos, Yud, Gematria 40 for these 40 days from Rosh Chodesh El until Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, we're going to do vidui time and time again. We're going to start saying vidui already, Slichus. But the vidui has to begin now. Maybe it's a different type of vidui. Vidui Meiser. The vidui of closeness to Hashem. One saw the most beautiful mashal from Shimshon Pinkus. Pinkus explains that he asked, why is it that we do vidui so many times? Yom Kippur, time and time and time again. Why not one good vidui? If vidui is important, so one good one. Why time and time and time again? He says, Derech Mashal, imagine like this. Imagine you're standing in a room and you're standing by the door. And somebody walks in and trips over your foot and falls to the ground and gets hurt. Baruch Hashem, they're okay, but so what do you do immediately? You say, you're so sorry. You apologize. And then you see the person, it's not just Tom a person, it's a Rav. Someone you have extra respect for. So you give another apology, because your first apology wasn't really intense enough. It wasn't as special. It was for a Stama Yid. For a Rav, you have to give it more special. And then you see, it's not just a Rav. It's not just a Rav. It's you're in a shul, it's the Rav of that shul. Oh, you feel worse, you gotta apologize again. And then you see, it's not just the Rav of that shul, it's the Rav HaRashid, he's the Rav of the whole community. You gotta apologize again. All Yom Kippur long and all starting now, Rosh Chodesh El. What are we doing? We're building through each vidoy and each time that I'm building a closer relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And each time I get closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I realize even more how incredible the Rabbeinu Shalom is. The closer I get to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I realize the Rabbeinu Shalom, my Avinu, my Kena, my Tati, my King, my everything. So then I have to do another vidoy, because I want to even get, I realize how special, I got to get closer, and my original apology, my coming clean wasn't good enough, I still feel with this Rabbeinu Shalom, there might be a wall, I got to get closer, and say vidoy again, and vidoy again. Vidoy is this avoida, to break down the wall. There might be a wall, Chevra, but we could break down the wall. And Rav Zusha explains, that famously, we know that, when we do a mitzvah, we create these malachim, we have these beautiful visions of malachim that we create up in Shemayim, that are going to be there by our side. And when we do lo aleinu, God forbid, an avera, so we also create these unfortunate these spiritual beings that lo aleinu can do damage. Rav Zusha explains. There's no yid when he does an avera, does a full avera. You know, part of us doesn't want to be doing that. Part of us doesn't want to be looking at that. Part of us wants to be davening properly. We're never full in. When I do a mitzvah, I can be fully in. Mamish, my guf, my neshama, my everything. When I do an avera, okay, I might do it. I might fall because my body gets the best of me, my taiva gets the best of me. I'm not full in. So I'm not full in. Those malachim that are created by the averas, they're missing limbs, they're missing legs, none of them are full. And so too we could say, there might be a wall, a kaisel that sometimes is up this time in the year, but it's a kaisel made up of broken bricks. It's not strong. There's a wall, and we're afraid of that wall sometimes. But imagine if you make a wall with stark bricks, with cement, it's very hard to push down. But if it's a wall made of broken bricks, just go push it down. We could break through this wall. And how? Through vidoy. What does that mean, through vidoy? Vadet, not that it's not important to work on the details, and we have to work on the details. And the details show the love. And of course, we have to find the areas that need tikkun. But maybe a little more important is to work on the overall connection, the overall closeness, the vidoy, meaning to build, to rebuild that beautiful relationship that we have with the Eibishter. And if we have that relationship, we have that kesher that's so real, that I walk around all day thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, living with the Ribbono Shel Olam, then of course my mitzvahs, my Torah, my tefillah, my shmiras, it's all going to be flowing from that place, and you'll see, you'll find tikkun in all the details as well. To Mekayim Vidoy. That's what Rav Nachman was saying. Be Mekayim Vidoy. This build, rebuild that closeness to Hashem. And that's what the Rambam's telling us, and then you'll take care of that chakuka atmoisam, because that's the essence, the atmois, the atmius of a person. Get down to the essence. Not this distant Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam of my life. The Ribbono Shel Olam that we have, Avinu, our Father, each and every one of us, it's a close Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a Gemara in Pesachim. Of Peches, Amr Belazar, Maidich Siv, Vaholchu, Amim Rabin, Vaamru Luchu, Vanal El Har Hashem, O Beis Elokei Yaakov. So Gemara asks, why is it called Beis Elokei Yaakov? Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Avram, Velo Elokei Avram Yitzchak. So Gemara says, Lo Ka Avram, Shekasavbo, Har. Shenemar Asher Yeomar Hayom Bahar Hashem Yireh. Velo Ki Yitzchak, Shekasavbo Sada. Shenemar Yetes Yitzchak, Vesuch Mesada. El Kiyakov Shakara Bayas Shanamar Yikra Shema Mako Mahu Base Kel. That we shouldn't be like Avram that called the Makom Har. And we shouldn't be like Yitzchak called it a sod, that we should be like Yaakov that's a bias. Why? A har, a mountain, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's very far. Yeah, I believe in him. He's up there. He's this great God, but he's up on the mountaintop. So he's out in the field. It's a little closer. It's not on top of the mountain, but he's out in the field. Bias, I'm living with him every moment. We're going to say, L'davar Hashem Oyer V'yishi, Shifti V'veis Hashem, Kol Yumei Chaye, L'vaker Be'echolo, Shifti B'veis Hashem. I want to be B'veis Hashem. And who can we be on any level to even be merames, to be mechalik on the Helga Baal Tanya? The Baal Tanya has the famous mashal of these days of the Melech Basoda. The month of Elul, the time when we could connect to the Melech Basoda, connect to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, who's a little closer, he's in the field. I want to suggest, based on the Gemara, maybe even go a step further. Not just Melech Basada, it should be Melech Babayas. He should be in our homes. He should be with us every moment. And he can be. In everything that we do. Maybe with this Torah we can understand one of the most incredible Torahs I've ever learned in my life. And I know many have heard this Torah before. And now we can understand it in a different light. 2 weeks ago, Parsha Vaschanan, famous Torah from the Belzer Rebbe, Zeichas Adat Hashvracha. The Belzer Rebbe says, he has a medrash. I've never seen where this medrash is. I've seen it quoted in many Mekomos. He says, there's a medrash that there was a machaneh of Malachim, a camp of Malachim, that built the first wall of the Beis HaMikdash. Machaneh is Gematria 103. The Belzer Rebbe says that 103 has to build every single wall of the Beis HaMikdash. So came along in this Gemara that we just read. Came along Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu called it Har. Har with the Koilos 206. That's 103 times 2. He built the second wall. Came along Yitzchak Avinu, he called the Makom HaMikdash Sodeh. Sodeh's Gematria 309. 3 times 103. That's the third wall. Came along Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov called it Bayis, Beis Kel. Bayis. 412, 4 times 103. So we have 4 walls. But we still need a roof. Belzer Rebbe Seichas Adat Baruch Hu tells us the roof is Moshe Rabbeinu through Ve'eschanan El Hashem, through his tefillos. Ve'eschanan is Gematria 515, famously, which is Gematria Tefila. So it's a tefillos that will be Mekayim and finish the Beis HaMikdash. So the Belzer Rebbe says, incredible Torah, but maybe we can understand it a little deeper tonight. Again, Har is a little more distance. Hashem's up in the mountain. Sodeh is still out in the field. Bayis, he's already close to me. Ve'eschanan mamish, I'm in conversation with him. Mamish, I'm mamish talking to him. He's not just in my house. He could be also upstairs or in a different room. He's mamish, I'm mamish talking with the Rabbonu Shalom. He's in my life. I love him. I'm with him. I'm talking to him. It's when we do that that finally we'll be reunited and have binyan beis hamikdash. Maybe that's what the Belzer Rebbe is saying. And that's the avoid of vidoy. And that's the avoid of Elul, ani ledoidi vidoidi li. To rebuild the relationship. But Avram Shor takes it one step further. Avram Shor took the Torah of the Belzer Rebbe. He said, that's 4 walls and a roof. You still need a floor. If you take the gematria of Ish and Isha together, Ish and Isha together with the Kailal 618. 618 is 6 times 103. When a husband and wife have a proper relationship, that's the final step. But maybe it's to suggest that that relationship between a husband and wife represents the relationship between us and Hashem. And Hashem has to be there. It's a famous Gemara, and as we know, Ish and Isha is with Ka. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. It's all through, ultimately, these relationships that are going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It's a relationship with our wife, a relationship with each other, the Ben Adam Chavero, and the ultimate Ben Adam Chavero is with our wife, and that's to be mashlim that level of our life. The Ben Adam Makom is a relationship with the Rabbanu Shel Anil Doidi V'Doidi Li. And that's where we're Mekayim through Vidoi. Mekayim through Vidoy, rebuilding that relationship and destroying that wall. And remember, that wall is not so strong. It feels strong, and we're afraid of that wall because of past years. We're afraid of that wall because we haven't done it before, but we can. And the way to do it is just focus on the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Think of ways, every one of us, to just bring the Ribbono Shel Olam back into our lives. He's there. He brought Har Habayis to us, but we're just not walking in. We got to break down the wall. The wall, it's a facade. It's a wall with crumbling bricks, but we have to push it down. We have to be willing to. Bring Hashem back, whether it's just thinking it, taking a few moments during the day and thinking about Hashem in my life. Taking our brachos and saying them slowly and thinking, Hashem, thank you for this cup of water. Saying it. You know, I'm sure everybody here saw Ushbizin. But I think about that all the time in this way. Ushbizin's a big Torah. The whole movie is a big Torah. And it's just the way of Brezlov Yidden, but we see it, you see it real when you watch that movie of Yidden. Vada, we have to daven, and we have to learn, and we have to keep Shabbos, and we have to keep kosher, all the mitzvahs. Those are all very important, and that those show the relationship, of course. But you see Yidden who all day long, everything that happens to them, what are they doing? They're talking to Hashem. They're in a relationship with Hashem. Something's not great, everything Hashem, why? What's going on? Something great, thank you Hashem. Just to talk, to be in a relationship with Hashem. And that breaks down the wall. And then you'll see, I'm a different person in all that I do. The Mashgiach Baranovich, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov, he once came to Reb Chaim Oizer. And Reb Chaim Oizer asked him, how's the matzav in the yeshiva? How's it going in Baranovich? So he said to him, listen to this, chevra, he said to him, the ruchnius is not that great, but the gashmius is going great. And Chaim Oizer said to him, I don't understand. Didn't Ruchanan Vassar in the yeshiva just say that he might have to close the doors of the yeshiva because there's no money? And he's thinking about traveling to America. What do you mean the gashmius is great and the ruchnius isn't so great? Ruchanan Vassar said he has to close the yeshiva because there isn't money. Mashgiach said, and when it comes to the gashmis, it's all up to Hashem. The gashmis is all up to Hashem. So it's vad, it's great. Whatever it is, it's great. The ruchnius, I'm the mashgiach, I have a part in that. I have so much more I have to be doing. There's so much more that all the B'nai Yeshiva have to be doing. There's so much more we could be. You know, chevra, this time of the year, El, as we prepare for Yom Narayim, prepare for Hashanah Yom Kippurim, prepare for the Yimei Hadin, so often we're thinking about Parnasa, we're thinking about Gashmias and what next year should be. Vada, it's important. Because without that we can't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's important to elevate the Ruchnias. But you know how our Gashmias will be great? When our Ruchnias is great. And let's make sure we're focusing on our Ruchnias. And focusing on our growth. And focusing on breaking down that wall that we can. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of El. Don't be afraid of these days. Don't be afraid of past years. Believe in ourselves. Believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam waiting for us to hug us when we come to hug Him. On bizoicha bez Hashem each and every one of us to chesiv chesim atayva. A good gemen shiur. A year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year of refuas, yeshuas. The year where we zoichet all the begulos, Mashiach kainu b'mher b'mer.